If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. What a busy day. It's not fun. We're here with Sarah Frazier.
David, what's on your shirt? Starfish, coffee, maple
syrup, and jam. Do you know what this refers to?
Okay, wait. Give me a second.
Starfish, coffee, maple syrup, and jam. And before you answer, it's pretty obvious if you just look at the background of the shirt. Oh, I just gave it away.
Purple.
Some people out there have got it.
Is it Vanderpump? Is it
Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham. And if you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'll understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup. Prince, one of the greatest musical geniuses of all time. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham.
Oh my God, people are going to come for me. Oh my God.
Again, no, they're not going to come for you. They're going to come for me because I would like to have a show. I would like to have a show every day that focuses on 1980 through 1999 and never talk about Bravo again. Like you said recently, you need $90,000 more a year to support your lifestyle. This shit pays my bills, and I'm very appreciative to all these wonderful people.
Me too. I just want to get on OnlyFans. It's really lonely living in this state. And I know people listening to our shows are like, bitch, move. But there's so many things happening for my career. I need to be here. And it's really just in my own mental mind. Yeah.
Right? The career helps. It does sadly help being on the ground in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's helped me too.
Huge freaking difference. But no, I mean, it's fine. I just, you get caught up in the way you think life should be. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm 42. I should own a home. And I'm like, Sarah, if you lived in a different state, if you were pursuing a different career, you would. So you just have to choose. Like, are you willing to sacrifice the next couple of years to own an even better home than you ever dreamed? Or do you want the house now? It's just that it's comparison. Like I get comparing myself to other people and I'm like, I should be this, I should be that. And I don't have a trust fund. I don't have parents that can write me a $200,000 check to buy a home, which really sucks. I'm very jealous because I do have friends that their parents are helping them purchase homes and yeah. Must be nice. I wish that was me. So it's all good. It's crazy. And I do worry about inflation, what it's going to mean for young people. Cause I have been able to chase my dream and, you know, but it's very expensive to chase your dream here. And I hate saying that. I actually don't want to say that because, you know, the universe gives you exactly what you say. So I have plenty of money. I'm filled with abundance. I make $90,000 more without showing my asshole on OnlyFans. It's all happening. So there you go. I'm putting it out there.
Well, since you mentioned OnlyFans, Miss McSweeney.
I should show my asshole. I don't know why. I'm not.
No reference to pigs and being a pig on OnlyFans, but Miss McSweeney, some people call her Leah McSweeney. She says that she makes more in a witch. Girl, first of all, now can I just tell you, in my building here in LA, where I still am, not going to be for much longer, guys, the Hamptons house has to open. There are people in this building. This is not like maybe there are two gay guys who are very big on OnlyFans. Now, there's a guy from Too Hot to Handle who lives here. We have like all sorts of, there's also someone I've said recently down the hall from me, Kevin. Guess what show he's on? Buying Beverly Hills. This is the thing about LA. Everybody lives in your building. So he loves Mauricio. Oh, when he walks into a room, I mean, granted, that's his boss at the agency. What is he gonna say? But what was I gonna say? So there's this one gay guy, and he's huge on OnlyFans, apparently. And his boyfriend, this other gay guy, he got him into it. He lives in Portugal, and so he came. So apparently, this really hot straight guy from Too Hot to Handle, he was on, everyone knows him. He's on OnlyFans too. But the gay guy who lives here is so big on OnlyFans that the guy from Too Hot to Handle, this is only in LA, right?
Did a
This
crossover.
is like a real story. And apparently, when this building first opened, people were like doing the OnlyFans in the pool. And like, there was somebody who was visiting her granddaughter, and she was like, "What am I seeing?" Now they've cleaned it up a little bit. But this straight guy from Too Hot to Handle knows that the gay guy is so big on OnlyFans that he said, "I want to collab with you." Well, now my ears are raised. I'm like, "Well, what is this? This is the straight hot guy from Too Hot to Handle." Apparently, he's like, "I want to collab. You're so big that if I collab with you, it'll help me." So apparently, wait, hold on. Pick up in 20 minutes. I'm on the air, so I have to call you back.
Who's this?
That was one of the Gallo sisters from the Hamptons. Okay, that's not neither here nor there. I just have to, they'll call, they'll think I'm dead. Okay, so apparently, so the straight guy from Too Hot to Handle let himself be rubbed down by the gay guy. Because he's so big. But apparently nothing else happened. But really? There you go. I don't know
I
what
don't
this
know
is.
what.
These are true stories, you
You
know?
and I should just do this show even topless on OnlyFans, and
Yes.
we would have so. I know. I'm really struggling with it. Like, what am I doing? Why do I even have? Because Leah apparently is making a fortune. Denise Richards makes a fortune.
Listen,
And
here's the thing.
everybody, I had Brandon Graves on from Real Housewives of or from Buying Beverly Hills, and he told me the homes that he is selling to people under the age of 45 are OnlyFans creators
It's
here
a
in LA.
real thing. It's a
It's a real freaking thing.
they live here in this building, the same building that I support myself living here from doing this podcast and Honest Living. That's what they're doing with OnlyFans, is Honest Living. No shade, but I don't buy Leah, because the gay guy, this big OnlyFans star, says he makes $70,000 a month. Now that's right. Now that alone, you and I need to go to OnlyFans. But the point is, if Leah McSweeney, some people call her Leah McSweeney, I like Leah McSweeney. If she is making more, so she made 60,000 her first year. Her second year, she hired William Morris, and she was supposed to get 120, but she got 200 because they negotiated higher. She had to give them the percentage. You know how an agency works. So let's just go with her first year salary. She says she makes more in a week than her first, the year. So you do not make 60 times, or you do not make $240,000 on OnlyFans. I am calling a bullshit to
Really,
Leah
you think
McSweeney. A
you're going
month?
yes.
Well, a month? I mean, this guy is the star. This guy is one of the top creators. He says he makes 70.
But
No, I
she's
don't.
just saying she makes more in a week than she made in a month, right? Of working with
Yeah. So if
Bravo.
she makes more, then that's like 60 times four. I don't think you make 240 a month. And by the way, is anyone on Leah's OnlyFans? And like, what is she
Hello.
doing? I mean, like, what's happening on Leah's OnlyFans? I'm not going to join. I don't want to join. But can someone tell me what Leah's doing on OnlyFans? That's all.
I love it. And I want to know more. All right, well, you're
But
calling BS on that. Well, that's very interesting.
I'm
I don't
sure she's
know.
doing okay. I mean, I don't know.
I
Who
will
wants
say
to see
this.
Leah?
I do know this for a fact. You make all your money on tips and having conversations with
Yes.
men that subscribe to your channel and probably some women, and they want to feel as though they have contact with you. So you give them, quote, your cell phone, right? Which is like a burner phone. And and people hire assistants to pretend that they are them. And you get tips. Like a guy will pay $20 to talk to you for 30 minutes. And then, while you're doing that, you're answering eight other guys that are texting
Right.
you for, $50, and that's where your money is. So Leah's probably up on the game. I mean, maybe she is bringing that in. Okay,
Wow.
well, I don't know. We have so much to cover. Do you want to keep talking, Leah, or do you want to?
No,
Because
let's
I'm
move on.
obsessed. I'm obsessed with this Shannon Bedore, John Jansen lawsuit. Now she was on Jeff Lewis and explaining the lawsuit. So curious. So curious what your thoughts are.
I mean, I saw she also made a statement that, like, both of the times I was sued have something to do with Bellino. I mean, she was sued by Jim Bellino.
I actually thought that was a great point she made.
I just feel, look, I understand both sides of it. She said, like, my lawyer wouldn't let me sign the deal. Like, I've been through a lawsuit. I know it's emotionally very taxing. So I didn't want a lawsuit and I just wanted to move on with life. And he wouldn't sign like a non-disclosure. Like, he basically wanted $75,000 and the ability to trash me anytime he wants. We were going to pay the money. We just didn't want him to talk about us or it. And John's like, I'll say whatever I want. Which makes me think that he's like thrilled to be on the show and with Alexis and,
Smart play by Shannon and her attorneys. Very smart play. And I think Bellino has something to do with it. I thought that was a great correlation.
Have you guys ever heard of the cert food diet? A lot of big names have actually followed this diet. Like, there's a world famous singer, which I can't mention, what a voice, but she reportedly lost 100 pounds using this exact same method in 2019. And now there's a revolutionary new powerful drink where you can get all the benefits of the cert food diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate Cert Juice. It was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I've noticed myself leaning out from this, and I have more energy, which is key. But don't take my word for it. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate Cert Juice now by going to getcert.com/velvet. That's GETSIRT.com/velvet. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results can and will vary.
Always murky, don't you think? Have you ever been in a relationship where you were paying for the majority of things and then he was, and you thought, are we gonna have a lot of, are we gonna have issues? I mean, look, I get down about my money situation, and then I look at someone like Shannon Bedore, who apparently was supposed to have this huge high-end meal delivery service, has been on Housewives for so long, went through a divorce where she got a payout from David. She could not pay her bills. She could not pay her bills for her girls, like private schooling and everything, had to borrow money from John Jansen
But
to
do we
cover the
feel
bill.
sorry for her? Because she did say on this,
Oh.
she said on this interview, which exactly is what I've been saying all these months, that she said our payment, she very politely said our payment schedule has changed. What she is referring to is that every franchise had two things a year. If you're making 750 and you get paid in February, by the time it airs and blah, 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 you're filming again in like November. There's another 750 in your bank account. For the tax year, you make 1.5. You are now making half of that because everything, unless you're Beverly Hills Vanderpump or an exception called Salt Lake because of Von Teese, is spread out. There's only one paycheck now for these ladies for all the franchises.
No, nobody feels bad for her. Like, no one feels bad for me, and I don't expect anybody to feel bad for me. No, I don't feel bad for her. You always think people who present themselves with a lot of money and a lot of opportunity, and she's been doing these live shows with Vicky, that they have financial people in their corner helping them get their ish together. And she doesn't. And so it's
You
become
make
very murky.
750-ish. You can't afford a $75,000 facelift. And by the way,
No, she could not
I
pay her bills.
know.
That is what she went on
Well,
and
guess
said.
what? Well, guess what? Do yeah, I guess you could argue it's your job. You need a facelift for your, you don't have the facelift then. I mean, you have to put food in your mouth and you gotta put water in your system or you die. Short of a roof over your head, which could be a studio apartment. I mean, and food, we don't need anything in life. I don't need the Louis, Sarah. So, does Shannon need, if you can't afford the face lift, darling, perhaps you should not get the face lift.
Well, that is excellent, right? And that is what my financial advisor tells me all the time, like, you do not need all this stuff. And so I'm cutting way back. But she said, like, the money was going to come. She knew the check was going to clear from Bravo. She knew this money was going to come. So it was just a little advance from John. And
Little.
John had never asked for any money back because when they first started, she paid for him to go to New York City four times.
That's what
They
she
were
said.
flying Delta. You know, they're flying either first class, business class. She's paying everything. They're in the Delta Sky Lounge. She's paying for it all. Never wanted the money back because John told her, "You're my person. We're going to be together." And it all falls through. And
Let
Alexis
me
comes to
tell you
play,
something.
and Alexis has got a good litigation lawyer on dial.
Alexis Bellino has said, because she's posting and they got some love over like a few weeks ago over Easter or something. I don't know if it was that weekend, but a few weeks ago, someone said like the hottest couple in Bravo history or something. And Alexis reposted and said, wow, we're finally getting some love for this relationship. And she said, by the way, if you guys are not in loving this, she's like, we don't care because John Jansen is my, literally, she said these words, my forever person. Now, Alexis, girl,
Good.
I got your back, girl. I got your back. I mean, really? Because these are strong statements. So if this comes crashing down, you really want it out there that this is your forever person?
She
I
doesn't
don't
care.
know. I don't know. Those are big statements. She says she don't care. This is her forever person.
Doesn't
Forever.
care.
She's done. Look, someone else or I saw somewhere and I was like, wow. And then I went and dived into this, was like, you know, John is smiling in every picture with Alexis, and he never smiled with Shannon. Then I went and did some investigating because that's what I do here, but they're kind of right. I mean, he seems, I think he's, again, I've said it before. Do I think Alexis Bellino is lighter and easier to date than Shannon Bedore? I mean, I do. I'm sorry. I do. Isn't that the point of dating someone, to be light and have fun in the beginning? I don't
Yeah,
know.
you should. You should be having fun in the
I don't want
beginning.
to date anyone. And by the way, whoever out there I'm going to date, if we're not, there's no Delta lounges and business class. And yeah, I mean, you can come into the lounge with me, sure. But the minute I'm flying you all over after like two times, not even. I'm not flying you anywhere, really. Well, maybe once, but like, I don't know how people get themselves into these situations. I just don't know. I don't know. I just
You've never
don't
been in love and like opened the pocketbook. You've
know.
never been in love and opened the Louis. I mean, come on.
I feel the opposite. I feel you hold your own until we're at a certain place. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like when one person pays for everything. I just don't like it. I know. And it's just, and look at, I mean, Sheena and Brock. I mean, we can go down the list. We can go down the list.
I mean, I
I
am
don't like
very,
it.
very grateful and lucky. I've never been in a relationship, and I know many of my girlfriends have, where the guy has asked them for money in a pinch. I've never been in that situation. Every man that I've always dated has held his own too. And yeah, you know, you buy each other little gifts, and I mean, some trips, but for the most part, everybody kind of paid their own way, and nobody was like front. You know, nobody was fronting. Like, nobody had, like, no, I don't know. No one that I've dated, like, everyone was, this is what I have. This is what you have. Let's, like, do this together.
Well,
And
that's
the
good.
billionaire I dated never, I mean, you know, he got me like a car service all the time and everything, but that was just because he was an alcoholic and wasn't driving anywhere. So.
By the way, I feel bad for Shannon, but this does make the OC slightly more interesting. Like, I'm more this return of Tamrat. She's a rat in the corner. I always thought she loved Munster, but she loves Gouda. It didn't really excite me. That return of Heather Dubrow excited me, and then that was good for like a few minutes.
Cheers with she and
Right.
Terry
Like
doing.
this could be, and we have Vicky coming for Shannon. Like, I have to say, the OC next season has got me. I'm awake. I mean, you can't script this.
I need Gretchen and Slade back, and their daughter is
Ah.
so cute, and she is like Slade's twin. And I'm like, oh my God, why hasn't Gretchen Rossi been back? What, you are a Bravo insider. You've spoken to everyone. What did Gretchen do? Or does Gretchen just not want back? What's the deal?
I mean, I think a little bit. Look, I don't think Tamra really wants to work with Gretchen. I mean, this Tamra, she was so humble that year that she was kicked to the curb. I mean, this bitch, shit has gone to her fucking head, that Tamra. It's gone to her head. Treating little Vicky like this, my Victoria Gumbelson. Not nice, Tamra, not nice. What is Brielle not? What is this? Here's the problem. It's you cry wolf. So Zolciak posts a few weeks ago, pray for Brielle. I'm
We've moved on.
switching.
Wait, do you?
I've
Okay, okay,
yeah.
okay.
No,
So
ask
you
me
don't
more.
really. No. I just want to close this chapter. So we really
What?
don't know why Gretchen has never been back, except for perhaps the rat has
A
said
rat.
Gretchen or me, right? Could be potentially one of the
I'm
reasons.
blaming. I think the rat
Okay.
has a lot to do
Okay.
with it.
Now moving on. Now tell me about
She
Brielle.
scurries. Do you know that she scurries? And that when she sees a piece of cheese in the corner, which is usually Gouda because that's her favorite, she runs and gets it.
I do. I've seen her
I
podcast.
mean,
Right after that cheese.
she's not a nice woman. I'm sorry. She's just not. I mean, I know. I mean, I don't know. Victoria's hurt. Victoria's hurt over it, to be honest with you. And we're going to see it play out next season. It might be, I haven't been this excited for the boring ass motherfucking boring falling asleep at my computer OC in years. And I'm kind of like awake now. This
Me
might be
too.
a good season of the OC.
Too.
Do you know how important it is to shift your skincare routine with the seasons? And everyone asks me how my skin stays looking healthy, smooth, and hydrated. The answer is simple: OneSkin. The problem with most skincare regimes out there is that they treat the symptoms rather than focusing on the root causes of aging. They provide a band-aid, which is so temporary, and OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called the OS1. I've always used OneSkin for the face and the eye, but now I use it for the body as well. Their OS1 face has worked miracles for my wrinkles on my face. And you know, don't take my word for it. In a 12-week clinical study, 87% of users said they saw diminished wrinkles. So listen, OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code VELVET at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code VELVET. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. Why? This is the problem. This Zolciak Bierman, who I have said before, I find her to just be. I'm trying to be nice, but I find nothing redeeming about Kim Zolciak, to be honest with you. I really don't. So now it's like she's forced to sell the SUV or whatever it is that her. It's
Range
re.
Rover has been repoed. It is being
Right.
repoed.
Repoted.
Brielle was supposed to make $1,800 a month Range Rover payments. They have not made those, I believe, in like 6 to 8 months. And it just adds up for debt, right? I think this Range Rover was initially $88,000 or something like that. Brielle has tried to make payments. They have every excuse, like Brielle's going to make them, blah blah blah. Anyway, they can't afford their lifestyle, so the car's being repoed. And they just, well, I mean, where, like, what? Where I've read that the girls are filming their own reality show, so separate
Can I
from Bravo.
just tell you, I had Brielle on this podcast like, I don't know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. Go and listen to the episode. And she talked about this spinoff after Don't Be Tardy has been canceled. And I was like, at that time, this isn't real. Like, where? They're filming. No, there's no network attached to this. Nothing is being filmed. No offense to MJ and Gigi. I've had both of them on my show. Just like the Shaws are filming their own thing. We all can film something. Do you want to film a reality show? Do you want to get cameras and you and I do a sizzle reel? That is not a reality show. That is called you are using
Pilot.
your own money to film this.
Yeah.
And then you are shopping it around. That is not the same as here is a contract. We'll sign on the dotted line. There's a restaurant called Sir, and there's this woman named Lisa that we love from Beverly Hills Housewives. And you all have a contract for $1,000 an episode, and we're filming on our dime. So there's no reality show that the girls are filming. They might be,
Yes.
they might be doing their own thing. But why is Kim a few weeks ago or whatever posting pray for Brielle? Lying on a hospital bed. Is something wrong with Braille? Because guess what? If Braille's in the hospital, nobody actually cares now because of all the fucking fake headlines you have posted for the past 2 fucking years for clicks. So I don't, do we know what's going on with Brazil?
No, I don't know. I don't because Kim does this, to your point. She
She
goes to
does
this well
this.
so often, and she goes to this well. Is Brielle pregnant? Am I pregnant? She does this all the time to get clicks to her blog.
Oh, God.
And no, I don't pay any attention. I'm with you. I think that I
I'm
just don't think anyone
sorry.
has any interest in them. I really don't. And I think they're
It's
trying desperately.
over.
It's over. Unless
Now,
I keep reading rumors that Kim is in the running to come back to RHOA. I know you tell me
fake
no.
news, fake news.
You really think?
Yeah, I think her, I mean, I do. I really do. I think her. Life, I think she's headed to being out of the age group, first of all, of what they're looking for. But I think her life is too low rent and messy. I don't think they want this disastrous mess on the show.
Well, I think she'll be cast either on a Traitors or on, this reality.
I don't even know. There's so many
Really?
people on the Traitors and Villains. Teresa just went. There's so many people. I think Traitors is too now high. A bar. I think Traitors is now getting into that Dancing with the Stars like genre of like they can get A-list on Traitors. Like they can choose from current
Fine.
housewives. I mean, Rinna's not going to do it, but they can choose like a Sutton. Can you imagine that Miss Sutton Strack and all her money going on to live in a hotel down the street? You don't stay in that damn castle, honey. No, I think Traitors is a hard is like a hard one to get now. So I have to be honest with you. No, I don't think so. I don't think Kim is employable. But by the way, just do we see a trend here? Kim is never going to be back on the network. Nene is never going to be back on the network again. Get your fucking egos out of the way. Why can there be a, I mean, we have Alexia and Marisol. People are listening to that podcast. We
They
have
are.
Teddy. I'm no, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh,
We
okay. I
have
was gonna say, where
us.
is it? I've never seen. Okay.
No, we have Teddy's spinoff with Emily Simpson. Has anyone listened to even a minute of that? Where is Nini Likas, Nilethia Leeks, and Zolciak Berriman, comma Kim? Kim and Nini. Where is that podcast? There's no money, Nini. Get off your fucking high horse. She did just work for the Upshaws and sign up for that podcast. And you sign up for it, Kim, because you're fucking losing your goddamn house. Here I go. I'm getting angry. You're losing everything. Kim is one step away from living in the fucking streets with Brielle, sleeping on the goddamn fucking side of the street. Do a podcast. The pay is zero. Okay. When you get the downloads, the second week, you might make $1. And when you actually are making money and it's successful, you'll be well off like Sarah Fraser and Tamra Judge. So, like, you gotta, that's how the podcast world works. So, Nene and Kim, that is a podcast that human beings, if they both shut up long enough to let the other one talk, that's a podcast that would be, there should be the two T's version of Nene and Kim. There you go. That
That
could
would be
work.
epic. Epic. I will say this though. Why aren't Brielle and Kim on OnlyFans? Are they? Why aren't they doing a mom-daughter OnlyFans? That would make a ton
I
of money
think
for
I've
her.
said this here before. Yeah. Well, aren't they? Brielle Bierman on OnlyFans would make, if Leah McSweeney, you call her Leah McSweeney, okay? You call Tamra Tamra, I call her the rat. If Leah McSweeney can make money on OnlyFans, Brielle Bierman, I think, could make a gazillion dollars. The girl is hot, whether she's your type or not, guys. She ain't my type, but she's hot. She's like
Hot.
sex on a stick. Yeah, if there was a mother, you mean to tell me Kim and Brielle? No, they're not gonna fuck on camera. Get your minds out of the gutter, people. But there's a lot that goes on OnlyFans. Guess what? They're not, I don't see lots of fucking on OnlyFans. I don't see this whole platform is just one big cock tease. Okay, it's one big fucking cock tease. And
That
then
is
you're
so
left
awful.
there with your dick in your hand alone. So it's there's no nudity. Kim doesn't need to like get naked with her daughter. There's so much that they could be sitting there and Brielle could be like, it's hot. And Kim could be like, oh, it's Atlanta in the summer, darling. Open the window. A fan is blowing on Brielle. She's in like a skimpy top, but not naked. And Kim could be like, darling, let me help you. And she could fan her. And Brielle could be like, oh, I'm just so hot, mama. That's all they need to do. And it will make a lot of money. So where are people, you know?
That is so great. That is, I love it. But you're right. And
I hear from so many of you that by the time you get home from a long day, the first thing you want to do is take off your bra. With Honeylove, you'll never experience that again. Honeylove's bras are so comfortable that you'll actually forget you're wearing one. Most of my listeners tell me they even sleep in their Honeylove bra. Their best-selling crossover bra, it gives all the support of traditional bras without using those underwires that are so uncomfortable. And come on, ladies, you know how all those bras like bulge in the back? Well, Honeylove's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent that bra bulge in the back. And you know, Honeylove is more than just bras. They have incredible and comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings. I see you guys out there. You're wearing your Honeylove for your everyday look. You're wearing it for your workouts, to weddings. Listen, treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honey, you deserve this. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging. And the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/velvet. Just go to indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I don't know. This is too in the weeds, but I don't know that to tease. I feel like all the shows they have is actually hurting them.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I know. I feel like it's hurting them instead of helping. Anyhow, let's move on because there's a lot to talk about in the Vanderpump Rules world.
By the
You
way,
were
the more you talk about how great your shows are doing, they're not doing great. So they can talk all day about how the husbands, I have a good friend, Meredith Mark, and she says, the husbands. So they can talk about how their husbands podcast, Eddie and Eddie, or whatever the fuck it's called, two E's. It's no one listens to that more than once. Sorry, I'm just being honest. I actually have come around to liking Teddy, believe it or not. But go on. You've really
I
got
know,
me.
me too, me too. I
You have
really
got me riled up, Sarah
I really
Fraser. Go
do.
on.
Wow. Oh, well, those are hot takes.
Jesus.
Well,
Guys, you wanted old David back? He's back. Okay, go on.
I don't know. Should I stop you? I feel like maybe you should.
No.
Okay. Well, what do you make of, you want to look at Vanderpump Rules reunion looks?
Oh,
And
yeah. I got a
are
lot
you
to say about
beginning?
that.
What about Brittany and Jax? Because she was recently on Watch What Happens Live. And are you beginning to believe that maybe this split is real, or you think it's still BS and for ratings?
What did she say? I'm there's a lot them be
Well,
beginning. I don't know.
supposedly there was an epic fight between she and Jax that led to the separation.
And
That's what
what
she
did
said
she
on What
say?
Happens Live. And she said that was her absolute breaking point. Brittany Cartwright details the horrible fight with Jax Taylor that was their breaking point. We just had a horrible fight, she says, quote, and it was like a vial. Oh, it was like a veil was lifted, and I noticed everything wrong, Brittany said. You know, they always say a woman can hit her breaking point, and it's hard to come back from that. As for what triggered the fight of no return, Brittany said it was all to do with her going out with a friend, fellow Vanderpump Rules alum and Valley co-star Kristen Doty. Do we believe this? As
No.
Brittany explained it, Jax, quote, woke up one morning and was mad that I went out with Kristen the night before and kind of made up a story in his own head and started a fight about something that never happened. She said their relationship had deteriorated by that point to where they fought about everything. Realizing how toxic the situation was, Brittany made the decision to remove herself from it. And that's where things stand at the moment. Still separated, still in the Airbnb. Brittany said of her current living situation, she also put to rest so far as she is aware, speculation that this could have to do with infidelity on Jax's part. Not that I'm aware of, she says. Jax has not been unfaithful that I know of. I don't think so. So what do you, I don't know. You believe in it anymore? Not really.
Jax knows the number one person that, I mean, Jax is like, thank God that Kristen exists because she's in the number two seat on the show. I mean, it's like I said on my Patreon, because I've been talking about the Valley. You know, this is, I'm so mixed on it. I'm not even saying it's good, but I think people like, look, if this wasn't Jax and Kristen, I don't know who would be watching this show. I don't know one person. But they are actually gearing away towards Jax as the weeks go on because we have to get to know the others. But Jax knows that, like, if this show were just Jax and Brittany and all the newbies, it would be fine. But Kristen is helping Jax so much with this show. Like, she's in the number two seat. So if Brittany wants to go out every night with Kristen and blow her, I think he's like, go to Craig's, come outside, make sure you get your picture taken, go to Chateau Marmont. Go to Giorgio Baldi, go to Medeo, go to Chicone's, go to the Beverly Center. Just go. Be with Kristen all day and all night, right? Kristen's the number two seat on the show. And you can't argue that, like, as far as the big name. So I don't believe this. I just don't believe it. And every time Brittany talks about it, unlike Kyle, who's like in tears when they mention Mauricio with his dancing partner, Emma. Brittany's like, yeah, girl, we're having problems, and I'm smiling ear to ear, and I ate Meemaw's beer cheese a few hours ago at Jax's Studio City. I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. What about you?
I don't believe it either. Because these statements are so vague, like, oh, we got in this epic fight and it was over Kristen. And of course, you and I went with our friends out to Jax Taylor's about a month before the show debuted. They were all there, smiles. Everybody was great. Kristen Doty, photos. I mean, they know how to work it. Now, again, people can put on a front. They can put on a front, but I just don't buy it either. I don't buy anything about it. However, I like them. I've just watched snippets. Bits of the Valley. You know, you guys know I do a whole, I cover so many TLC shows. So there's so much going on in Sister Wives right now. There's so much going on with 90 Day Happily Ever After. Angela Deem and Michael have officially been fired from the franchise. So I really cannot take on another show unless David says, like, we really have to do this. So I'm
Yeah.
not really watching like you are. But I don't believe it. I just don't. I think they're way too smart. I think they're Spidey smart, you know, like Spencer and Heidi. They know what to do. And I think this Airbnb is probably a storage unit that they are putting stuff in, and she spends the night there when she needs some time off, or they're making it look that way. I
And
just.
then what are they saying? Like, oh, Brittany showed up for. You know, showed up at the house, went in at 10 o'clock, came out at 10:20. Like, let me tell you what's happening inside that house from 10 to 10:20. You know what I mean? She's stripping off her clothes, she's having sex with Jax because they're not going without sex, and then she's leaving. Okay, this is again where my sick mind goes, but I feel they are having sex, they are together. I just don't buy it. I don't feel it. I feel that Kyle and Mauricio are forever over.
Oh,
Correct.
done. She and Kyle came out this
Not.
week, said, you know, they're no longer in couples therapy. They still live there because she has so many
Shocker.
dogs.
Yeah, I saw
And
that.
probably Morgan's allergic to all the dogs and the dog hair.
I
So
think
they're,
so.
you know, and
Girl, Kyle, you better get that lint brush and get all that dog hair over before you go over to Morgan's to, get busy, darling.
I know no one wants to be eating snatch and getting dog hairs, you know? I mean, nobody.
I fucking hate dog hair. It's disgusting. It's honestly disgusting. It's
It's so gross. Have you dated somebody that shows up to the dates every time with,
please.
I know, with dog
I won't. It's a
cat
very
hair?
big turn off.
Oh,
It's like a big turn off.
I couldn't be more with you. And I have dated men that will show up in the fucking sweater that they are wearing is riddled with their goddamn dog hair. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You're 34 years old. Get a
I will
lint roller, get your
never
dog off
have
your bed.
a dog
Yeah.
or a cat. I am a
Thank you.
cold
Me too.
person. There's no dogs allowed in my house. There are no children. There are no shoes. There are
Oh,
no
well.
cats. There is no cooking. A home is a sanctuary.
I
No,
got
I
the
find
kids,
it
but
disgusting.
couldn't be more
Disgusting.
with you. Couldn't be more with you. Here comes more one-star reviews.
One more star reviews
One star.
and Maya.
Animal haters.
Animal haters, and Maya is in the fucking thing, almost dying, eating the fucking shish kebabs with the like skewers.
Ugh.
And then 6,000, oh, another reason
No,
why
I know.
$6,000. Let me tell you something. Now, for a new Louis bag, darling, that's a different story. But
I would too. I'd give her a day to shit it out. I'd be like, all right, Google
shit it
natural
out.
dog laxatives are gone. No, I mean, it eats sticks. Like, dogs
By the
eat
way.
sticks, though. They eat sticks outdoors all the time. They eat their own poop. They
You
eat
know what
other
I
dogs.
want to talk about?
Go on.
Miss Levis's publicist has entered the chat and has said that she thinks that, Ariana staged, as she's saying, staged the whole scandal that she doesn't buy. Ah, the phone fell out of my pocket. Those are pretty much the exact the exact words. Did you see all that?
I did. And I've got to say, she is a very good PR woman. I love it. She's good. She's good. She's done. You know what? If I were in crisis, Juliet Harris, shout out to you. I would hire you. Very good.
I would hire her.
Revealed her strategy to pull R Rachel Levis away from the spotlight for a year. Rachel did the rehab. I'm not sure that was like Juliet's idea, but did the rehab, is now sober. I mean,
How do you know it's still Juliet? Did it say it in the article?
yes.
Oh.
And deliberately withheld her from doing interviews, which is why, they did not want to do an interview with us, and really strategized how she was going to come back with this podcast, being sober. Rachel Levis is a year sober. And what a great Rachel is, and now they're planting the storyline that Ariana is not so innocent, and Ariana knew this and slept next to him and had access to his phone and and looked in his phone and fed this story to producers and knew exactly what was going on. Now, do I believe that? I don't. I do believe that unless Ariana is just an incredible actress, but I will give it to Rachel and their PR people. Nowadays you can plant anything you want. So, people are going to buy that, and people are going to, and we are seeing, and Juliet hand gives hats off to Bethany Frankel, how Bethany, gave her this wonderful interview and platform, and Bethany was so respectful. And there, hats off to Juliet. I think she's doing a great job. I don't buy that Ariana. I think if anything, I do think there was probably rumors out and about, and I think someone probably brought that to the fabulous Lisa Vanderpump, and I think Lisa knew exactly what to do. I don't think this was as surprising, but it was certainly leaked. I just don't know that I buy
Rachel
that it
Levis is
was leaked by
living her
Ariana.
life, showing
Yeah.
up at the iHeart Music Awards, looking drop-dead gorgeous. Katie was there. They didn't run into each other. I mean, I think that's where PR people get involved. And they're like, Katie, cannot be right before or right after Rachel on the carpet. Like, we can't have this happen. Rachel Levis has moved on. She's moved on. I mean, she's talking about it night and day on the podcast, but she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I mean, that's the thing. Like, she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I think there is a place for her in this, she could make like a career out of this too in her own way. I think she should write a book, to be honest with you.
Ooh, that would be really good. I think they're positioning her to get some other TV job. My crystal ball is not working this morning. I need some breakfast, but there's some play here. I don't know if it's a book. I don't know if it's a show. I don't know if it's a return to Vanderpump Rules. I don't know, but there's some strategy here. Juliet is very, very smart, and I think it's great. I think it's great. Look, I mean, we see these people now. We see the Bethanys. We see Kim Zolciak. We see Lizzo. They're so thirsty. They're so thirsty. And I think what I love about Julie, it's so thirsty and desperate. And
Rachel doesn't seem thirsty.
no, she doesn't.
Doesn't.
And I think Juliet is playing it a five star, the long game. Unfortunately, Oprah seems thirsty now. I mean, I love my Lady O, but I mean,
She seems a little
Oprah is just
thirsty.
so thirsty with this these Ozempic.
Zolciak thirsty.
Oh, thirsty. Yeah, this, oh
Frankel
my God. I
thirsty.
mean, the woman is parched out in a desert. I mean, it's just so thirsty. So I love this
Well,
strategy.
the rumors are that Levis's family, I don't know if they have 30 million, but the rumors are that I've always said this.
Really?
Anyone,
I don't. She doesn't
right, I
look
don't
like
think they, but I think
money.
her family is a somewhat, okay. And yeah. Money lasts longer than fame, guys. I mean, I hate to break it to everyone.
Okay, I have to love you and leave you, but do you want to talk real quick Vanderpump Rules reunion looks?
Because I got
I
some things
thought,
that yeah.
I thought everyone slayed. Actually, you
Oh.
know what? My least favorite is Brock, by the way. He looks like The Rock, and this jacket looks way too tight. I mean, this sweetheart, it's so short. It's like he can hardly get it buttoned. It's just giving me, I don't know, I'm a maitre d' at a movie theater. No. He's my worst dressed.
Okay.
Alley Cat? Yes, Alley Cat. Absolutely love the green dress. LVP with the business jacket in the snake skin. Yes. Gorgeous, giving me power suit, giving me executive producer vibes, giving me success. Sheena in gold. Love it. This is sort of very Sheena-esque to me, but I still like it. So I would say Brock is my worst dressed. Sheena, actually, Schwartzy is my second worst dressed. I'm sorry. I love my Schwartzy so much. He looks like a plant here, like soil. And I love it. But Brock worst dressed, then Schwartzy. God, then everybody else is like five star. Five star. My best dressed, Ariana. I mean, is this not I Dream of Jeannie? Success. I mean, this is gorgeous. I mean, give this fucking woman a lamp to rub and grant us wishes. Incredible. Lala, who knew? I mean, this and her little pregnancy bump in this beautiful purple, the boobies are giving me pregnancy boobies. I love it. Second best dressed for me. Third, I can't even believe I'm saying this. Katie Maloney, gorgeous. I mean, this is like Oscars. She looks better to me than most people who went to the Oscars. The side titty, I always hate. I do because it always looks saggy and it always looks like the girls are going to be popping out. I never think that side boobie really looks that great, but I'm going to say number three. Number four for me, best dressed, Sandoval. Gorgeous. I love the clogs. I own the same ones. And then number five to me is James Kennedy in the pink for the best dressed. Love it. Very Gucci, giving me high end, giving me runway. And then my worst dressed to me are Sheena, just because I've seen her in it so much in that look. Brock. Allie looks good, but this is. It's
We
not.
have some
Okay, go.
similarities. I thought Brock was absolutely horrible. I
Okay, yeah.
totally agree. Overall, I'm fine with these looks. My biggest criticism with all of them is you gotta mix it up. I think the best dressed guy in the group is always James. I think this is great, but the thing is, we have seen this dude in a light blue. And this James always does the exact same look. So for me, James is always in the same look. Sheena, to your point, exact same thing. I understand you gotta wear gold, good as gold. This is so like, this is Sheena.
Yeah.
It's always the same. James Kennedy, always the same. Schwartz, always the same with the sneakers and this and that. So overall, I have an issue with Kennedy, even though he looks so good. It's always the same look. Sheena's always the same look. Tom Sandoval is always the same. I mean, Tom Schwartz is always the same look. I agree. Very true to form. I love the green on Tom Sandoval and I love the clogs. Totally interesting. Katie, mixed on. I think it's kind of like the best we've seen her look. A little on the cheap side to me. Same with Allie. Not bad. A little on the cheap side. I absolutely loved. Yeah, Ariana's is kind of probably my best dress for the girls. It's we can't top that sexy red revenge dress, but it's pretty close. It's on trend. It's so sexy, but also covered up. I absolutely loved Ariana's. And second for me, Bravo for no black or no all black or no pink for Lisa Vanderpump. When have we seen Lisa wear blue? It's been, I mean, I can't even think of any. It's always all black or pink.
I
This,
love
I
that.
love the blue. I love the snakeskin. So LVP and Ariana get my best dress. Everyone else, mix it up a little bit. Lala looks great. I agree. Also, maybe a little different for her. Everyone else, I feel it's the same silhouette, the same genre, very true to form, but just mix it up and take a chance. That's kind of what I want to see. But overall, not bad. Bunch of hot kids.
Loving you
I
and
love
leaving
you.
you.
I
We
love
got to
you.
talk RHOP reunions.
Oh, we'll have to talk
I
that in a second. And we'll talk Omarosa. Omarosa has no time to join RHOP, guys.
know. I have had her on my live show. Sister put down a clock, timed it, took her purse, walked out after 15 minutes, stiffed me with a bar tab. Oh, yeah. Threatened to sue me. My
That's
pal.
an interesting. We'll talk about that next time. And by the way,
That was
Omarosa,
lovely.
she puts the clock, she takes the money, does the bar tab. And guess what?
Yeah.
Omarosa, if they offer you the money, which they're not going to, because dealing with Omarosa on a show like this would be a nightmare from per. But if they offered her the money, give me a fucking break. She ain't too busy. She's going to take the fucking
She
check.
doesn't play well in the sandbox. She would never, it would
No.
not be good. It's not,
She
no.
can't do it. I mean, dealing with her,
Can't
she'd
do
want
it.
everything edited. It would be like, you don't want to get in bed with Omarosa. She's a tough ass with negotiations.
Right. And but she just never lets her guard down. She just never, there's nothing soft. There's nothing. Actually, it would be great to see her in that role because I'm sure
Vulnerable.
I'm sure under it all, there's vulnerability. But when you meet her, it's just so, oh, you're like,
Yeah.
have fun with your life. I don't know. You're too, it's
Yeah.
very sad. Okay.
And then you want to know why I don't want to be friends with these people. That's what you get off
Pass.
kit. That's what you get when you try to have a dinner reservation or drinks. It's like, I'm gonna fucking stay home. All right, love you much, Sarah.
Bye, gorgeous. See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.